The pity in your eyes made me feel kind of weird. I had to look away. Didn't know what to say. Cause you told me I was fragile. Even fighting tears, I didn't feel that way. Oh, cause mountains fall to avalanches, levees fall to flood, great pines fall to forest fires, empires fall to blood. With fire in my fingertips and poison in my brain, don't tell me that a fragile heart's to blame.
So lovely. Thank you so much, Ella, for your beautiful set today. And everybody, I'm going to go ahead and we're going to have a little break. And please keep listening for Baxter today. We got a really fun group of musicians coming up next. And I love that we were able to start out with a chill, lovely, intimate set today. So it's going to get a little crazier in here. So tune on in. And yeah. Okay, Alec, Chloe. Well, welcome Chloe to Studio A. Thank you, Chloe. Chloe, could you put a couple songs on for us? Thanks. Bye.
Hi. Yes, it's me, Chloe. Okay, awesome. So this is 91.5 WMFO, and I'm Chloe. Thanks for listening. The first song is a request from a caller. Thanks for calling in. This is New Girl by The Long Winters.
Starlight in 14-point time. 10 times. This is Kim, and we are back for Post That Listens Glow. You're listening to 91.5 FM WFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio. And right now we have Baxter up in the Studio D. Say hello.
Hello, everyone.
And if you guys, if you want to introduce everyone in your band, we have some frequent flyers.
Yeah,
here
absolutely.
Today.
On bass we have Aiden Herrera. There you go. And then on drums we have Tie-Dye. On guitar we have Eli right now, also known as Jossel. And on horns we have Kai Blanchard.
Yeah, that's so exciting. Sorry, I had to step out of the room for a sec. But we're really happy to have you guys here. Given that we're starting a little bit late, I'm thinking we're going to do less chatting today and more music. How does
Absolutely.
That sound?
Absolutely, that sounds great.
Cool. Well, I just want you to introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself really quickly, and then you're welcome to introduce your first song.
All right. Yeah, my name is Baxter. I'm from Tacoma, Washington. I went to Tacoma School of the Arts. That was my high school back in Tacoma. And that's really where I started doing music. The band named Blue Days back in my freshman year. And we kind of started moving shit. And then I had a band named Ivy. And yeah. Nice. That's how we all got started.
That's awesome. And when did the second band start?
That was actually my senior year. We kind of pulled it together through one of my songwriting classes. And
cool.
Yeah, we had a show at the end of the year.
Nice. So how do you like Berkeley? How'd you meet these guys?
Berkeley's great. I mean, I met all these guys through Berkeley. It's wonderful. I mean, there's so many great musicians there.
Yeah, I bet.
We're all able to just collaborate and make new songs together. It's really a great experience there.
Oh, that's so awesome. Okay, well, show us what you've got. I'm going to mute myself.
Welcome everyone, my name is Bex. While we're lying in bed, you got a little string attached. Well, she put on a good act, had me and my boys all convinced that. Well, we got a little time to take some space, but if we're just friends, you could walk away. I said, shit, okay. Time to waste, wish I could go back. It's a little late, I know. Yeah, I know. Well, don't come crying to my doorstep in a week when you figure it out. Cause you stay lying that you never let that boring boy nowhere near your mouth. I guess I've been too relaxed. While we're lying in bed, you got a little string attached. Well, she put on a good act, had me and my boys all convinced that. Go, Eli. We'll be right back.
beautiful, amazing. Sorry, we were having some technical difficulty. Oh, wait. Yes, Amelia?
Hi.
Okay,
that was so awesome and very fun. I'm sorry the kick mic is being weird. That's what I'm trying to
fix. Yeah, we're having some
right now.
Here, wait.
Anything, Kim?
I'm just not getting signal on it.
Yeah?
Can you do it again?
I cannot hear what you're saying, Kim, because I don't have headphones on.
I'm hearing it through the overheads, but I'm not hearing it through the kick mic.
Okay.
So it's okay.
Okay, we're gonna proceed and make do, but y'all can get a little glimpse into our technical process. So, Baxter, I want you to introduce your next song while we're doing this.
Absolutely. This next song is one that I actually recently just wrote. I wrote it over the summer. I made it with the new guitarist right now, who's just come on. His name is Nate. He's from San Fran.
Ooh, welcome, Nate.
yeah, we had some time over the summer, and we kind of did it remotely. And,
that's
and
awesome.
We kind of just did one FaceTime call for one day, and we kind of wrote this in one day. And
that's awesome.
Yeah, it was really, really fun process. Yeah. Oh, can we get him some headphones after?
I'm going to hand you these right now. But cool. Well, if you go ahead and tell us the name of the song and maybe if you want what it's about, but also no pressure.
Absolutely.
That's great too.
Yeah, this song is called Egomaniac. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, when you listen, but it's about someone in my past and just how, you know, sometimes when you get ahead of yourself a little bit, it's hard to be in a relationship with somebody.
That's very real. that's very true. Okay, cool. Well, go ahead and get on into it.
Wonderful. Thank you. Myself, she knows I'm not in good health. My body's starting to rot. Well, I ask, who can I be when everyone's trying to be like me? I don't even know myself. I bet you probably couldn't tell that I'm just a boy with too many toys and too many decisions to make by the morning. I could do myself good, leaving you in the dust. I'm on my own, and there's some things that you'll never know. 'Cause I got no fears, but I'm losing my trust. And I wish that I could, but I can't be enough for you to grow. 'Cause I'm just an egomaniac. Egomaniac. Well, darling, what's the word? Do you still live on 353rd? And I know it hurts, but it can't be worse than being with me still. 'Cause I don't know if you can tell, but I'm just a boy with too many toys and too many decisions to make by the morning that I avoid. 'Cause I still hear the noise of every word you said to me. Just let me be. I gotta say that my career's more important than us. I could do myself good, leaving you in the dust. I'm on my own. Thank you.
was so fun. I felt like had such great energy to it. I guess I'm curious where you draw your inspiration from. Are there any artists in particular that help inspire you?
Absolutely. Honestly, the main one for this song was Dominic Fike, actually.
Nice.
Yeah, Dominic Fike. I listen to a lot of Steve Lacy, Omar Apollo. I really grew up off of a lot of Bruno Mars and Michael Jackson, actually, but I've been listening to a lot of Dominic Fike, Strokes, Smashing Pumpkins lately, so that's what I've been doing.
Gotta love the Smashing Pumpkins. That's awesome. So another question from the Peanut Gallery is, did your ex ever hear that song?
funny enough. Actually sent it to her this summer, and she got
so
back to me on it.
Deliver a message.
just to deliver a little message. But I honestly, she received it pretty well, so.
Yeah, that's good. Trooper. all right, well, I'm going to let you introduce your next song.
Just one moment.
I do think there is something really important about, like, that creative space for yourself, because we do have to create our priorities, you know, and it's also how you figure out how to make the space for somebody when it feels right, you know.
Yeah.
So, okay, cool. Well, go ahead and tell us your next one.
So this next song is actually a song I wrote with my friend Gabe. He taught me some Portuguese for this song. It's called Frio.
Very cool.
Gonna have one moment, Eli. Tune up.
Thank you.
Wow, we all really loved that. That was super awesome. I love the bossa nova influence there. Yeah,
thank you so much. That's a lot of Omar Apollo right there.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, yeah, there's this one Omar Apollo song I love, and it's completely sung in Spanish, and I just think there's something that's so heartfelt and emotional about that. Just, I don't even know, like, the way that the words of romance languages like Spanish and Portuguese can flow and meld together is a really beautiful thing. But I also thought that the horns were amazing, and we all were super impressed by that whole thing.
Yeah, that's KTG.
Heck yeah, man. Well, we're really excited to have you guys here today. And I guess I'm just kind of like, I'm kind of curious. We've talked about what inspires you. I'm curious, like, what your rudimentary process looks like. Do you write lyrics first? Do you write, like, chords and chord progressions first? What does it look like?
I usually like to start with the production process. I either write down a bass line or some guitar chords and throw some lead lines on it to kind of give me an essence of how the song's going to start.
Nice.
And then I kind of just flow from there. I kind of just take it piece by piece and let just the music come out of me. It's just
That's
a
nice.
Out of body process for me.
Yeah, it's funny because I feel like a lot of musicians are asked that question and they're like, how do I define my writing process? Because I feel like it's something that people really feel out too.
Yeah.
And that's a really cool thing. But yeah, okay. So I'm going to have you guys play two songs back to back right now. If you want to introduce them both, say as much or as little about what they are to you, and then we'll go ahead and take a quick break and do some chatting.
What is the time looking like right now?
It is 34. So I would say pick two songs, we'll chat for 3 or 4 minutes, and then I'll give you the rest of the time to do your thing.
Yeah, so we're going to start with this song called Two-Faced. I wrote this last year after I wrote the first song we played tonight. And the song we're going to play after that is a Dominic Fike cover. It's I probably can't say the whole thing, but it's bat song. Yeah.
All right.
Call me someday when it's over, dear. I'm taking a break for another year. But if I say I'm sorry, it's another fear of mine, of yours. I see the way you're looking when you pass by. Got your head to the floor, he must be nearby. Got me waiting around while there's another guy. 'Cause you lied, of course. I can't be waiting around on a two-faced woman who don't even know what she wants out of her life. Hope you figure it out and quit talking about me. Just say bye, say bye, say bye, bye for now. Still tied in my mind, so I start to wonder how you've been, babe. How you've been, babe. It's such a shame we're alone and I'm to blame, babe. I've been finding myself, I've been feeling some comfort in all the chaos I've dealt with. Would you look at me? I'm changing cities, I can't go back to the 253. They bleeding pennies, but be acting like the bourgeoisie. They my people and I love them like my family. Let J roll my blunts, that boy sweet like some. I wanna feel love, but they still trying to ban me. Hold up, it ain't always what it seems. 'Cause we had dreams as a duo to make it personal means. Behind the screens, you a good girl, you just got caught in between immature relationships. Fighting over stupid shit, back and forth like tennis courts. I think I might just need a new Serena. Maybe a preacher to make me feel holy. 'Cause all of my demons are killing me slowly. Bleeding my reason so you hear my story. Proof's in the pudding, it's uneven. Give me reason to change all my ways. Free my mind from the pain you have placed upon me. Until this day I'll stay alone, alone.
bye, say bye, say bye, bye for now. Still tied in my mind, my mind. Just say bye, say bye, say bye, say bye. Say bye, goodbye, goodbye.
Damn, those are some high notes.
Thank you.
We were all like, nice. Wow. I feel like you guys have a really awesome sound dynamic. This was something I was talking with Ella about, but just being able to kind of like utilize the dramatic space of silence is very cool, even if it only lasts for a second or two. I love to see those breaks and pauses.
Yeah, we had a lot of fun with that song. With
yeah.
Stuff like that. Yeah.
Very fun. Wait. Sorry, I'm just making sure your mic's turned up enough. It's 8, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, I'm going to stop talking. Go ahead and get into your next song, and then we'll chat for a couple minutes.
Wonderful. Thank you. This is a, yeah, bad something.
Take a break. Rolling throughout space, where everyone who knows you wants to take you on a date. Not cause you're looking good or acting like a fake, but cause you got it all figured out in the end. I think I'm batshit crazy, or maybe you're just stupid. I took my shit out on you, don't get arrested of all of that domestic. It would be catastrophic when we all had enough of it. I'm going through 6 months of it, not exactly in love with it. Take a break. To tell me your feelings. Take a break.
Those are our little claps. That was aggressive in a good way. I feel like there's something cathartic about playing that song, I bet, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. So I guess I want to ask you about what you've been up to in Boston. Have you played any gigs recently?
Actually, I have my first live gig tonight with pretty much everyone here. We got Kai's performing his own set as an artist. Eli's performing a set. Ramon's performing a set. I'm opening the set up at 7. It's at Exit Galleries in Alston. That's 99
nice.
Franklin Street.
99 Franklin Street.
Yes.
Everyone go. If I was in uptown, I would be there. But so that's a gig you have coming up. Have you had any that you've just like really loved lately, or any good memories or funny stories for us?
I really enjoyed my time at Berklee last year. And this year too, but last year we would cook up all the time. We'd go over to Eli's crib and we kind of just make like a song a night.
That's
fun. It was so fun. We kind of all just like throw out our own ideas. It was a really good time.
Creating that creative space together and in like a social way is also very fun, because I like to think that like music is able to exist in this cool middle ground of like work and play, where it's like, yes, I'm being productive and I'm accomplishing things, but I'm also just like screwing around with my friends. So that's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah,
it's
really nice to just be able to loosen up and not have to feel like it's like a task or like a project or like something that you that's holding you back, you know?
Definitely, definitely. So how long do the guys does it take you to So how long does it take you guys to write a song usually?
It depends. I mean, sometimes I've written a song in one day, sometimes I've started a song one day and I've finished it months later.
Yeah.
It really just depends. It depends on who you're with and kind of how you're feeling that day and you know, what kind of direction you want to take that song in, you know?
Definitely. And I think sometimes a certain sound takes a different amount of time. Kim just reminded me about the PSA, which will happen in a little sec here. My next question is, have you released anything and are you planning on it, or what has that looked like for you?
Yeah, I have two songs out right now. I have a Good Act and another one that we'll play later in the set.
Nice.
I'm also planning on releasing Egomaniac soon.
Nice.
That should be soon, yeah.
Well, congrats. Good for you.
Thank you.
And everybody make sure to tune in to Baxter on Spotify. Is that your artist name on Spotify?
Yeah, it's just Baxter. You don't have to do some searching. You got to search up Six Sedation, but then you can find Baxter there.
Okay.
Yeah.
You got to
search. There's a few Baxters.
So. You got to be your own Baxter. Okay, cool. Well, I'm going to ask Alec to do our PSA very quick, and then I will probably go ahead and turn things over to you for the rest of the set.
Wonderful.
Just kind
Thank
of
you.
Blow through some songs, give us all you got, and then we'll finish up.
Thank you.
Cool. All right. Alec, passing it over to you.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety.
That was Chloe, not Alec. So thank you, Chloe. I just am scatterbrained today. But okay, I'm going to turn it over to Baxter to kind of direct the next 15 minutes here and fit in probably 3 or 4 songs. Hopefully the next DJ shows up late. We'll see. Okay, passing it over to you, man.
All right, we got 2 more songs left.
That works perfectly then.
This next song is a song that Ramon and Nate wrote. They wanted me to do some vocals on this, and the song's called Ella's House.
Whoa.
It's 2 a.m. wide awake when we should be fast asleep. The day's been long, but the night's still young, so I go and grab my keys. Our days are filled with expectations, tonight will disappear. The volume's off and the beam stayed low till I've made it out of here. I pull up, roll the windows down, your blanket's like a wedding gown. You're in my hoodie and a Polaroid is hanging around your neck. Careful not to make a sound, from balcony onto the ground. Next thing you know we're on the 101, and you give my cheek a peck and my heart goes. My heart goes. Let's do it all again, with you right with me. Could have been alone, but you came with me instead. sunroof, I take the exit lane. The music and the way you laugh are all up in my brain. Make it through the roundabout, the moon is showing through the clouds. The street light, but the road just ends, there's nothing here to see. They say let's take another route and turn the radio up loud. Take a drive, but we hit a red and you lock eyes with me.
That was a killer guitar solo there at the end.
Yeah.
Was that from Jostle?
That was Eli, yeah.
From Eli, sorry. Not Eli equals Jostle in my mind. Okay, I'm going to be quiet and let you guys keep playing. It's a 10-minute warning.
Wonderful.
Also, if you only have one song left, that's okay. We can also talk at the end, too. So, no pressure.
Yeah, we got one last song.
Beautiful.
This song is called Six Sedation.
Woo!
I want you here. sedation for months. All the things I would do for love, but you never give it up. I want you here, baby, 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 save me, baby, save me.
That was awesome. Lots of claps.
You're getting a round of applause from the peanut gallery.
The peanut gallery.
Thank you, guys.
Okay, so it's only 54, and I feel like a little birdie told me you know some other songs, and you should play one for us. Do you think you could play something silly and fun? If not,
Eli,
the pressure's off.
Jostle!
Jostle is here.
Will Jostle take over for us?
Yeah, I think we should. You guys should do that. I would enjoy it. Does that sound okay?
Do you guys
absolutely.
Need
thank you guys so much for having me.
Do you need we're not. We'll have a whole say goodbye thing. Moment.
Beautiful,
yeah,
beautiful.
But you guys have like 6 to 7 minutes, so I'd love to hear a little more from you if you feel like it. Do you guys need help in there?
Careful.
We're hearing lots of carefuls from Kim, who's now running to help them, but. It was super awesome hearing from these guys today, and
it's
awesome seeing such an eclectic group of musicians. They all have really cool outfits on. I know you guys can't see them, but they look very cool, and they look like a Berkeley band.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh yeah, we can hear you.
Ooh,
so here's Eli, also known as Jostle. Jostle
Hello,
was
yeah.
on our show a little bit. Ago, a few weeks ago, and it was for Canada Watch Them. So I'm definitely excited to hear one more from y'all. Okay, 5 more minutes, so I'm going to be quiet. But thank you so much for everything today. And I thought that you guys had a really fun, high energy set, and we all really enjoyed it. So thank you so much for sharing that with us. And if you want to plug anything, you should do that now and then play your last song.
Got a show coming up later. Y'all better be there. It's at Exit Galleries. Like he said, it was 99 Franklin Street. He started 7 p.m. Be there for it. It's going to be fun.
7 p.m., guys.
Yeah.
And follow them on Instagram. I think it's, what is it, your handle, Baxter?
It is Boy Blue Baxter.
Boy
on
Blue
Instagram.
Baxter. Go ahead and give him a follow.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't follow Post Adolescence Glow, come on, what's wrong with you? Please follow it. That's how you find out about all of our events and cool little live radio shows we have going. So thank you to everybody who listened today, and here's one last song from this super talented group of musicians. Thank you all again so much, and here's a big shout out to Ella McDonald as well for an awesome first set. Okay,
so I'm pretty sure I did this song last time I was on the radio, but here we go again. I mean, I never get sick of it, so. For you all night long. Know what? Do it even if you feel wrong. I'm done with pretending that it's over, baby. I'm cuffed even though I know I'm not. I'll collapse into your arms. I know I shouldn't have, cause it's hurting us both. Please just come back. Misunderstood.
smoking a spliff and just wishing you changed. Yeah.